Way to go, Blake. Way to read that liner.
Thanks, man.
And way to win that e-brake today. So was that from last Friday?
Yeah.
Well, congrats.
Because I knew this week's been flawless. Matt McLaren, pro broadcaster.
Really am.
Give yourself a hand. Thank Give you. Matt a little hand for I being here that. All week long.
I did something good in life. Good to have that.
There's no stop downs with Matt McLaren. Just smooth sailing. But apparently last Friday we did a stop down because Blake was trying to use some of that patented Blake humor. Do you have this ready, Mino, or did I just set up?
We have it.
That you're not. Okay, we have it. So let's congratulate Blake on his e-brake win this morning. Apparently his third ever, which is a pretty good deal. Here you go. I don't think that's why he resigned, though, but I actually don't know.
Maybe Gum zone? Oh, I don't even really know what the Pope does.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of just pretend.
Well, he was supposed to be a rabbit. South Park. Joke.
Cowboys fans, make plans to join the ticket for...
Okay, so apparently we were talking about the Pope.
So sorry. Because you guys have seen that episode.
Well done.
We've seen it?
Of course, yes.
Didn't you have a different drop regarding a joke?
Pokemon joke.
Any attempt at, by Blake to use humor has...
I have to explain it.
...has not gone well.
Pokemon joke. All right.
Let's hear that e-brake thing once again after we were talking about the Pope. I don't think that's why he resigned, though, but I actually don't know.
Maybe Gum zone? Oh, I don't even really know what the Pope does.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of just pretend.
Well, he was supposed to be a rabbit. South Park. Joke.
Cowboys fans, make
Boy, no
to
confidence
ticket
for Blake either.
Fantastic.
No South Park joke. You should be yelling at us. You should. We're the idiots here. And you had no confidence in your own material.
I just try to slide it in there, and then it gets swatted to half court, and then I feel bad for even saying anything.
I mean, I thought the randomness of it was funny, just because I didn't know
man.
It was a South Park thing. And
what's the origin?
Wonderful.
Apparently, the first Pope was supposed to be a rabbit, because the first Pope was Peter. That's how we got Peter Rabbit.
Okay.
And the Pope wears that crazy-looking hat because it's actually supposed to hold in the rabbit's ears. And now this is getting laid out on?
Yeah, I guess sometimes it's better just not to get the origin, right? If you have to have it explained to you. And then Blake has been the guy. He's not only the guy that puts together the crow line, so you can complain to him about the new format, because I just hate it. But he's also become the king of drops on this show. And apparently we had another one yesterday. We're going to debut it now in its long form. Let's see if you, Matt McLaren, can pick out what's the drop. Okay? Euless. No?
No. No, it's not.
Cause isn't that where the Tongans live?
Is it?
It's back me up, Mino.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, large Tongan community.
Okay. That seems fairly diverse.
I'm going to go Highland Park.
No, you know what?
DJ, I'm going to go not Highland Park.
I don't think they were in the top 501.
Plano.
Okay, you know what? Plano's actually on the list. They're number 55.
It's a good drop.
Blake?
Hold on.
Yeah. Mino.
Hilarious.
Please. Okay.
Plano.
So apparently Matt is not as... attuned as we are to trying to find Blake drops.
Plano.
Oh, that one, yeah, it got me. I bit.
Video games. Plano. Barry Bonds.
I mean, that was perfect.
Play him again. I just like Blake drops.
Barry Bonds. Plano. We're back to Pittsburgh. Video games. Skeet a little bit.
You know the great thing about him is... You could put them in different orders, and they all sound good. Go a different order.
Do you like it?
Back. Video games. Plano. Barry Bonds. How are y'all? Skeet a little bit.
All right, the phone number for the Crow Line, if you want to comment on anything happening on the show, is 214-523-CROW. And many people call. Blake listens to them all and then puts together a montage. It sounds like this. And it's got a sponsor, too. I'm so sorry.
Roar, Him Sons Brewing Company.
I just didn't want to say that in front of Matt McLaren, or else he might be now distracted by the beer.
And in, the men were over 18. So it's that weird line of, because they were 20, the girls were 16 and 17, so now they're in trouble because they're adults and the girls are juveniles.
I do not know how Mino gets that juvenile pulled up so quickly, but I do know this. That man is a genius. Keep doing what you do, Playboy. Chase that money.
If I had a dollar for every time Mino made a joke that wasn't about Cooper Manning, I'd be broker than DMX.
Hang Zone, quit playing the Who Gets the Hat song. It literally is making my ears bleed. Please, it's so annoying.
I know irony is dead, but nothing is funnier than British folk mad that another culture is trying to influence the way they run their sport.
Of course, the Elon Musk company has worked hand-in-hand with NASA. Most recently, you guys remember the SpaceX's Dragon vehicles, which has carried astronauts on two flights to the International Space Station, and then they had the dock, right? The Dragon docking?
Astronauts, huh?
Did I say nuts?
Twice.
Yeah.
What's on your mind,
I mean, I guess technically they also went to space.
You think I'm just thinking of dudes?
Yep.
And their wiener?
These nuts.
You found out I was divorced. I get it.
Yeah. And here you are.
Already in the dragon den.
We got the open door policy. I mean, all these cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
On the 130 News today, Dan was talking about this new base we're building. What is it, on the moon? That sounds astronuts, man.
Dan, I got a quick question. Can you put astronauts in a sentence? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Same with last night. They're just not double-teaming any hot guys.
Dan, please tell me more about how double-teaming hot guys will help us win.
Okay, marking down the line where Dan won't use the C-UNT college, where he won't use that joke. It is at a softball player.
Let me get this straight. Dan and Jake just had the UNT pitcher on to the perfect game. Didn't even try to sneak in a single could see UNT softball. I'm ashamed of you, Dan.
Dear God, who cares about the Ohio River Valley? Get on with it.
That sounds weird. So it looks really weird?
I guess. If you think it's weird looking, I don't know.
Let's go hat off. Let's
okay.
See.
Let's hold on a second here.
We're watching on the Zoom. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That does look... Can I take
like, where did that come from?
Can I take a picture of that?
How does that fit under your hat?
Yeah, real excited about Matt's hair, except pretty clean cut on the sides and back. So, obviously, you know, total liar. So, yeah, just cut your hair, dude.
Bro, every time a host is out, Cray-Tray has to be the fill-in host.
As a noted Matt McLaren apologist, I was looking good for about 2 hours and 53 minutes of day one. Then Matt had to go full-on asshat mode with the Challenger bit, as Permastone Dan doesn't know what to make while Matt is walking the bit back. Well, they died upon impact of the water. Of course, man. Well, I think they died upon impact of the water. Well, they might have. Well, hell, I think they're still alive. Come on, bro.
Matt McLaren is killing it this week.
According to many astronauts, including Cooper, the astronaut Cooper, that we have bases on the moon and on Mars already. We have had them up there for years and years. So check it out now.
That's not Paul Blart, is it?
Kevin James?
Yeah, yeah. Kevin James.
Yeah, that's his show.
That's his show?
That's his wife on the show.
Wait, that's your favorite TV show?
Yeah, in fact.
And Justin?
If you look at the Zoom, I have a picture on the back of my phone of a King of Queens still image.
Oh, my God.
You have a picture on your phone?
Yeah, like between the case and the back of my phone, I have a little picture.
At first, I wanted to judge. Having a picture of the King of Queens in your phone case is so badass.
I got Dogecoin money, Jerry Jones money.
Well, howdy and hello. This here's Blake Jones. I'm just calling to leave a message for either Mr. Keller Williams or Miss Abby Halliday. I'm just calling because we're looking for a house and I'm having a mite bit of trouble. What we're looking for is something right around the $49,000 to maybe 52,000 range. We'd like 5 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms, and we'd also like a big yard for the dog to go run around in. We're looking to start a family too, so if it has maybe a swing set, that'd be super awesome. Okay, well, give us a call back. Remember that number, 972 Blake #1. Bye bye.
Hi y'all, it's Blake here. I was thinking about going back to Rapahui to go skiing, but instead I'm going to go down and take the wife to Waco to visit the Magnolia. Maybe I'll see Chip and JoJo and learn about backsplash, interior design, and cookware.
Back. Plano.
Back. Video games. Plano.
What kind of a joke?
Pokemon joke.
All right. It's 10 till 3. This is the ticket.